importance and benefits, importance, essential for smooth business operations and have a direct substantial impact on sales, costs, profits, and customer satisfaction. Control goods flow, maximize revenue, manage inventory, and reduce waste. Benefits of efficient inbound logistics: predictable raw material costs, higher product quality, on-time deliveries, lower shipping receiving costs, better inventory management, and stronger vendor relationships. What are the benefits of having an efficient inbound logistics system? Predictable raw material costs, higher product quality, on-time deliveries, lower shipping or receiving costs, better inventory management, and stronger vendor relationships. Many of the companies today follow a milk run process where they would have one truck which goes around in the vicinity of a 10 kilometer or 12 kilometer radius from one supplier to another, picks up material required, converts that material to a truckload, in the sense consolidating the pickup from each of these 10-12 customers, suppliers, and making it a consolidated load for the truck to deliver to the company. Now the company saves on lot many factors. One is the transportation cost to be borne by each and individual supplier, handling about 10-12 different vehicles at their own premises, which would be adding to the congestion and the greenhouse gases. And third, you now have only one person delivering that material at the warehouse from 10 to 12 customers. Benefits of efficient outbound logistics: faster deliveries, fewer order cancellations, more on-time deliveries, less damage in transit, lower costs, decreased returns, and higher customer satisfaction and loyalty. We saw what all happens in outbound logistics. You have orders which are consolidated for a particular area or location. The orders are consolidated and delivered to that distribution center, from which they would further get distributed towards the customer. Now, if this timing is properly and efficiently managed, then you have got more on-time deliveries, less damage in transit, lower costs because you have consolidated orders, and decreased returns because your order picking and earlier process was much better and efficient. Demand, let's look at what is the role of demand forecasting in logistics. Helps predict uncertainties like weather patterns, fuel costs, and last mile delivery costs that can affect customer expectations. Enables companies to optimize inventory and plan their logistics strategy efficiently. Definition: the process of predicting the demand for goods and materials. Role in logistics involves predicting future demand for goods, storage, transportation, and related logistics services by evaluating historical data, market trends, and other factors. This predictive analysis helps businesses become more resilient and agile. How does demand forecasting help in logistics? Helps predict uncertainties like weather patterns, fuel costs, and last mile delivery costs that can affect customer expectations. Fuel costs, we all know, in our country change every day, and so affect last mile delivery costs that are going to be charged by your 3PL or whoever is the contractor taking care of the last mile delivery. But so can weather. How do you think weather is going to affect last mile deliveries or outbound logistics or inbound for that matter? If the product or the raw material or the final product that you are delivering to the customer is likely to be affected by rain or by extreme weathers, extreme climatic conditions, the weather pattern is important for you to decide the kind of transportation mode that you will use. For example, if you are going to transport material to a extremely hot area where average temperatures are above 35 degrees centigrade, you would want to transport it in an air-conditioned vehicle, not a temperature control, but an air-conditioned vehicle, which maintains temperatures in the range of 24-25 degrees centigrade. Temperature control vehicles are further where the temperatures are much lower, closer to freezing point or 18 degrees, 17 degrees temperature, right up to 6 or 5 degrees. Enables companies to optimize inventory and plan their logistics strategy efficiently. So, demand forecasting can help you to optimize your inventory levels. For example, somebody who's dealing with rainwear, umbrellas and raincoats and wind sheeters and various combinations that are available in the market for both gents and ladies, would be dealing more in higher inventory during the rainy season and practically maybe no inventory during the off season. Definition: the process of predicting the demand for goods and materials, like it happens for the Weather Bureau. Role in logistics involves predicting future demand for goods, storage, transportation, and related logistics services by evaluating historical data, market trends, and other factors. There could also be a situation where storage and transportation would be involved based on if you are in the business of perishable goods. Fresh fruits, vegetables need certain terms, conditions, and transportation modes for their transportation. This predictive analysis helps businesses become more resilient and agile. Demand forecasting: what is the primary goal? To identify the full range of possibilities a company faces regarding its logistics requirement. Key objectives: benefits, monitoring weather and news for potential disruptions, identifying seasonal demand fluctuations to adjust routes and fleet size, creating multiple logistics models to estimate profitable transportation modes. Let's understand the primary goal for demand forecasting. To identify the full range of possibilities a company faces regarding its logistics requirements. What are the key objectives? Monitoring weather and news for potential disruptions. This is something that every company or every software needs to do, is to understand what is going to be the weather tomorrow for a particular region to ensure, or any potential or any political news that could disrupt the routes. Identifying seasonal demand fluctuations to adjust routes and fleet size. Many a times the demand for a product could be seasonal, of course, depends on the industry that you are in, and that could decide the routes that you want to follow or the fleet size. Wherever the demand goes up, you would want to increase the fleet size and maybe add more routes. Whereas when the seasonal demand goes down, then you would like to consolidate routes and also reduce the fleet size. Creating multiple logistics models to estimate profitable transportation modes. So you may want to look at different modes of transportation by ship, by road, by rail, or on any other means, so that you are able to make a profitable, use the most profitable mode of transportation. Gathering freight data and market trends to accurately estimate load volumes and capacity. Collecting data to make informed decisions about using spot prices versus contract rates. Utilizes specialized software leveraging quantitative analysis and qualitative inputs. Gathering freight data and market trends to accurately estimate load volumes and capacity. So the software collects data, the demand forecasting gives you data on freight and the market trend, so that you know exactly whether you should get in for a spot price or you should still continue with your contract rates. Also decide helps you utilize specialized software leveraging quantitative inputs, analysis, and qualitative inputs. So if there are customers who have talked about the kind of service that you have been giving them, kind of product quality that they have experienced, that could also be used to determine what is going to be a demand if there has been no change, or if there has been more customers who have looked at quality and looked at more sales. Types of demand forecasting. Short-term forecasting, typically for 6 months to less than a year, useful for tactical decisions. Long-term forecasting, for periods of 2 to 5 years or more, informs major strategic decisions like logistics, network design. Macro level forecasting involves analyzing the general economic environment, national income, and employment levels. Micro level forecasting focuses on data scientific to a particular industry or customer segment. Types of demand forecasting. Let's look at what are the different types of short demand forecasting available. Short-term forecasting, typically for 6 months to less than a year, useful for tactical decisions. That means you can decide what is going to be your mode of transportation or your level of production, things like that. Long-term forecasting, for periods of 2 to 5 years or more, informs major strategic decisions like logistics network design. If you would like to get into a new area, then you would like to decide what is going to be your plan for the year, plan for the next year, plan for the third year, depending on how demand forecasting helps you to see an increase in the demand. Micro-level forecasting involves analyzing the general economic environment, national income, and employment levels. Do you think that your current market is going to expand or no? Or are there going to be some other decisions that could determine the demand in the market? So you are now looking at macro level, which helps companies decide what kind of investment they need to make, especially based on economic environment, the national income, and the employment levels. Micro level forecasting focuses on data specific to a particular industry or a customer segment. As we understood, every industry would have to look at their customers differently, and again, a combination of industry to customer segment is what they should focus on. Methods of demand forecasting: statistical, trend projection, analyzing historical data to identify patterns. Barometric method, analyzing current events and various economic indicators to predict the future. Econometric method uses complex mathematical formulations to analyze data sets and variables based on current trends compared against historical data. Steps in demand forecasting: identifying the objective and time period for the forecast, choosing an appropriate forecasting method, example trend projection, barometric, econometric, collection of relevant data and making adjustments, estimation and interpretation of results, often presented in an easy to understand format like graphs. Demand forecasting. Let's look at the steps in demand forecasting. Identifying the objective and time period for the forecast, choosing an appropriate forecasting method, collection of relevant data and making adjustments, estimation and interpretation of results, often presented in an easy to understand format like graphs. Let's look at each of the steps. Identifying the objective and time period for the forecast. This is one of the most important and obviously the first step, because you need to decide what is the period that you are looking at. Of course, this will also depend on what is the kind of decision that you want to take based on the demand forecast. Choosing an appropriate forecasting method. Again, this depends more on your purpose and the product and the industry you are in. Collection of relevant data and making adjustments. Data, if not controlled, can get you lost and you would never arrive at a decision. So it is very important before you start getting into looking at data from demand forecasting or asking them to give you certain data, decide what kind of data you are looking for based on the purpose and the reason for looking at the demand forecast. Estimation and interpretation of results, often presented in an easy to understand format like graphs. While it is easy to look at graphs and understand data, what is important is if you are to take decisions, you need to look at a little bit more of details and then the easy to understand graphs which are presented. Benefits of demand forecasting helps make informed decisions regarding production planning, inventory management, and supply chain operations. Assists in calculating profit margins, cash flow, and capital expenditures. Supports demand planning and future capacity planning. Enables better allocation of resources. What are the benefits that we get from demand forecasting? Helps make informed decisions, definitely, because they are data-based and you are seeing actual historical data. Regarding production planning and inventory management and supply chain operations. Assists in calculating profit margins, cash flow, and capital expenditures. If you link these things with the earlier point, when you are taking informed decisions for production planning, inventory management, and supply chain operations, you are directly relating profit margins, cash flow, and capital expenditures. Because if there is a need, your demand forecast says there is a need for some kind of a capital expenditure, then you need to focus and see how best you can reduce it to the bare minimum. Supports demand planning and future capacity planning. Let's say you're looking at a demand forecast for the next 5 years and you realize that you are going to run out of capacity within 2 years' time. It's the right moment that you start taking steps towards enhancing your capacity so that you meet that requirement within the period of 2 years when the actual demand comes in. And in a growing business, the demand normally arrives much earlier than even a demand forecast can give you. Enables better allocation of resources. We just understood if there are capital expenditures or capacity planning, enhancement of capacity, you need to understand where and when resources need to be allocated. Just-in-time concept and value. Just-in-time, a management approach originated in Japan in the 1950s, designed to improve performance by reducing waste. Waste, what was Toyota's definition? Anything other than the minimum amount of equipment, materials, parts, and workers, working time, which are absolutely essential to production. Let's understand this again. A management approach originating in Japan in the 1950s, designed to improve performance by reducing waste. A small background to this is that Japan as a country after the World War was totally devastated and had very scarce resources in terms of even manpower as well as other natural resources. That is the time that the country government came together and put out a request to the industry that all that we need to do is do it to the bare minimum with minimum resources and try and improve so that we are able to get back to the older Japan or better than that by the time we have recovered. Toyota as a company took up this challenge or this directive from the government and defined themselves or their operations or defined waste in their operations as anything other than the minimum amount of equipment, materials, parts, and workers. Workers means the working time of each worker, which are absolutely essential to production. So today, if you realize where Toyota has reached from the 1950s, they do not produce anything more or they do not have any overprocessing or waiting periods in the production areas. What is the JIT philosophy? continuously seeking ways to make processes more efficient, aiming to produce goods or services without incurring any waste. JIT allows firms to deliver high-quality product services with reduced waste, increased productivity, and potentially increased profit margins. Continuously seeking ways to make processes more efficient, which means simply try and improve your workplace, your process, even if it is not directly affecting the customer, but improve it over the previous period. Aiming to produce goods or services without incurring any waste. Do not carry out extra processes or extra operations so that where you could add to the waste. JIT allows firms to deliver high quality products and services with reduced waste, increased productivity, and potentially increased profit margins. When your processing is to the bare minimum, that means you carry out the processes just as they have been set. You are not wasting your energy, nor are you wasting any resources. As a result, there is increased productivity and potentially increased profit margins. How does JIT work in logistics? The primary objective of JIT practices is to eliminate waste, both tangible, that is, excessive inventories, defective items, and intangible, underutilized manpower. In JIT logistics, all activities involving motion, time, example, order picking, transporting, must be managed efficiently to meet customer expectations. Let's understand how or what is the role of JIT in logistics. The primary objective of JIT practices is to eliminate waste, both tangible, that is what we can see, excessive inventories, defective items, and intangible, that is keeping people underutilized. In JIT logistics, all activities involving motion and time, example, order picking, transportation, must be managed efficiently to meet customer expectations. This drives continuous improvement in logistics activities with supplier firms to meet JIT requirements. JIT aligns with the fundamental purpose of a firm to deliver products that satisfy customer wants, ensuring the firm's viability. How does JIT help again in the logistics? It drives continuous improvement in logistics activities with supplier firms to meet JIT requirements. What we are trying to say here is that the supplier starts improving his activities, his logistics, so that he meets your JIT requirements. JIT aligns with the fundamental purpose of a firm to deliver products that satisfy customer wants, ensuring the firm's viability. What does this mean? JIT aligns with the fundamental purpose of a firm to deliver products that satisfy customer wants, ensuring the firm's objective is met, viability.